Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Aurora and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. We're coming to you from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, the Gitumdun clan. I'm grateful to live and to work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is Larkspur's 12th episode. We're live in the train car on this fine Wednesday evening. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, and Americana genres throughout the eras. And tonight we're doing some Southern and Delta blues here on Larkspur. So tune up that steel guitar, get your harmonicas out, and get ready to get gritty with us. This first one is Junior's Instrumental by the Black Keys.
If I ever can get up off of this old heart-killing floor, Lord, I'll never get out this low no more. So long. Mm-hmm.
Is a welcome boy as the flowers in me. Oh boy, you welcome. I said you welcome. You welcome, boy. Yes, you welcome. There's a little bit of starshine and a little rage. Yes, it will feel hollow late. Oh boy, you're welcome. I said you're welcome. You're welcome, boy. Yes, you're welcome. Yes, a little bit of coffee and a little milk. It will go down smooth as silk. Ooh boy, you're welcome. I said you're welcome. You're welcome, boy. Yes, you're welcome. There's a little bit of and a little bread. Well, you might as well go back to bed. Oh, boy, you're welcome. I said you're welcome. You're welcome, boy. Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boy. Oh, yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, boy. Yes, you're welcome. Oh, it's my heart. Is that a way? There's a welcome, boy, as the flowers in me. Oh, boy, you're welcome. That
was Boys, You're Welcome by Mississippi John Hurt. And before that, Hard Time Killing Floor Blues by Skip James. Before that, it was Junior's instrumental, The Black Keys. Skip James and Mississippi John Hurt are both early adopters of the Delta Blues genre, which is an early 20th century American music style from the Mississippi Delta, not to be confused with the Mississippi River in Louisiana. It's a fertile region between the Mississippi and Yazoo rivers in the Mississippi state. Characterized by raw emotional performances, often featuring solo guitars playing with slide guitar and harmonica, the music's distinct bare and gritty sound and guitar picking is rooted in the challenges and experiences of the Delta region. And this genre really went on to influence Chicago blues, British blues, rock and roll, jazz, and swamp rock, as well as other styles of music. This next one is Robert Johnson, Come On In My Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. kitchen. Baby's hard to be raining outdoors. A woman I love took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. He better come on in my kitchen. It's hard to be running outdoors. Ah, she's gone. I know she won't come back. I take the last nickel out of her nation, sir. He better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. Hey, can't you hear that wind, huh? Oh, can't you hear that wind, huh? You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. Gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for a good friend, heart can't be found. You better come on in my kitchen. Baby's going to be raining outdoors. And the time's coming, it's gonna be slow. You can't make the winter be this dry long so. You better come on in my kitchen, cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Cause I'm black, I'm gonna beg you to take me back, no way. Was that right or wrong? I'm going in the spring, I got mess from shaking that thing, no way. Was that right or wrong? You're up the hickory, down the pine, I bust my britches right behind, no way. Was that right or wrong? You need nothing because you're brown. I'm gonna let you dog me round. No, honey, was that right or wrong? You ain't nothing because you're yellow. I'm gonna give you my last poor dollar. No, babe, was that right or wrong? Look here, honey, what you want me to do? Done all I could to get along with you, now, honey. Was that right or wrong? You need nothing because I'm black. More to beg you to take me back, no, honey. Now, was that right or wrong? I'm going in the spring, but I got mess from shaking that thing. Now, honey, was that right or wrong?
Thank you.
That was 44 by Charlie Patton. Before that, you heard Was I Right or Wrong by Sunhouse. And before that, it was Come On In My Kitchen by Robert Johnson. We're going to move into some Delta Blues-influenced music now. Junior Kimbrough was a Mississippi bluesman, and he was known for his distinctive droning cotton patch blues style, which gained wider recognition after he appeared in a 1992 documentary, Deep Blues, and his work with Fat Possum Records in the 1990s. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2023. That was Meet Me in the City by Junior Kimbrough. This next song is Keep Your Hands Off Her by the Black Keys, sung by the Black Keys, but first recorded by Junior Kimbrough. Chulahoma is the album that this song is off of, and it's a collection of the band's cover versions of songs by Fat Possum Records bluesman Junior Kimbrough, who died in 1998. The title is a Choctaw word for Red Fox, and it's a reference to Chulahoma, Mississippi, the location of Junior's Place, a juke joint that was bought by Kimbrough in 1992 and operated after his death by his sons until it burned down in 2000. The CD of the album includes a letter from Dan Auerbach in which he describes his first encounter with Kimbrough's music and how it inspired him to drop out of college and become a musician. In the letter, Auerbach expresses a wish to meet Kimbrough one day, but Kimbrough died before Auerbach had the opportunity. The album includes a seventh track, a 33-second phone message from Kimbrough's widow, in which she thanks the band for creating the EP, adding that the Black Keys are the only band that really plays like Junior, and that she felt very proud of her husband.
Thank you.
That was Keep Your Hands Off Her by the Black Keys. Next, we're going to move on to some Chicago blues songs. In Chicago, the blues found two new elements that took it to a new level, the first being electric guitars. The second was a massive popular consumer base. It was in Chicago that the blues really became nationwide as it never had been before. Chicago was the northern terminus of the Mississippi riverboat system, so throughout the early 20th century, musicians who left the Delta to venture north, if they continued beyond Memphis or St. Louis, would eventually make their way to Chicago. As such, Chicago blues can often be used as a synonym for urban blues, as opposed to country blues, regardless of where the music was actually recorded. And there's a great deal of music that is termed Chicago blues despite being recorded in other areas. Notable artists include Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and B.B. King, and the central defining aspect of the sound is electrification. This next one is Muddy Waters' I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun, he gonna make pretty women jump and shout, then the world wanna know. Cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand, then they will know. Said he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700 and don't you mess with me, but you know. Yeah.
That was Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf. Before that, you heard I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man by Muddy Waters. Now we're going to move on to a little R&B. The combination of gospel and Delta blues directly led to the development of R&B, or soul music, in its earlier days. As Delta blues musicians migrated to northern cities, they incorporated their Delta-influenced sound with the popular electrified urban blues, which further shaped the emerging R&B and rock and roll genres in the mid-20th century. Marvin Pence Gaye Jr. was an American R&B soul singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer who helped shape the sound of Motown in the 1960s. This song is Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye.
Wanna holler the way they do my life. Oh, baby. setbacks. Natural fact is, oh honey, that I can't pay my taxes. Oh, make me wanna holler and throw up both my hands. Yeah. Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
that was Inner City Blues, Makes Me Wanna Holler by Marvin Gaye. The legacy of Delta Blues went on to influence many genres of music, including British blues, pop, jazz, R&B, rock and roll, and Southern Swamp Rock. A few of the songs coming up will include some of those genres. This next one, Cold Water by Tom Waits, is a favorite off of Mule Variations.
With the cold water, with a cold water. in the graveyard. It was cool and still, cool and still, and it was cool. Slept all night in a cedar grove. I was born to ramble, born to roam. So many searching for.
That was Cold Water by Tom Waits. You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. This is Larkspur, Delta Blues Week. Thanks very much to our sponsor, Classic Sanitary, for supporting Smithers Community Radio. They're one of our sponsors here. This weekend, we've got a couple of events happening. Reusapalooza is happening September 27th and 28th, so both Saturday and Sunday, at Ranger Park on Saturday and at Central Park here by the CICK train car on the Sunday. There's a full schedule of events online at www.reusapalooza.ca. And there's also going to be a film night at SBC, Smithers Brewing Co., one of our sponsors here as well. Happening on the Sunday night. So for a full schedule of the events that'll be happening this weekend and to support this great event, please go to reusapalooza.ca. It's going to be really fun. There's lots of workshops. There's apple pressing happening through MASH. There's a repair cafe. So if you want to bring your items to repair, or you have a piece of clothing you want to do a lino print on, we're going to have lots of really fun stuff happening and some really great eco-groovy vendors as well. It's the Bulkley Valley Tool Library that's putting that on. So we'll see you this weekend at Ranger Park on Saturday for the clothing swap and trunk sale and community potluck. And then on Sunday for the market and the movie at Smithers Brewing Co. Thank you. That was Riverside Country by The Animals. Before that, you heard Cold Water by Tom Waits. That brings us to the end of Larkspur's 12th episode here on CICK, Delta Blues Week, and Southern Blues as well as some R&B thrown in there and some other influences from the genre. This next song is by Link Ray. It's called Black River Swamp. He was an American guitarist, songwriter, and vocalist who became popular in the 1950s. And he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the musical influence category in 2023. Thanks very much for listening this week. This has been Larkspur on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio.
Grow so tall. walking across that old long bridge, stretching across Black River Swan. Back